Hello there! Welcome to Truth and Wine.
So again, how was this week? Was it alright? I hope it was good and I hope you all are doing great. So today I have come up with a serious topic and I'm sure you all might know about this particular issue, but you might not have given much concern on this topic. And this is also a sensitive issue because it's about a certain category or it's about a caste and some bloody people call them untouchables. Yes. I'm going to talk about scheduled caste and I'll be talking about something related to religion and also I'll be sharing a story towards the end of this episode, so make sure you listen to it completely. Of course, after saying this, I'm damn sure many of them would have thought like, oh, she's going to talk about the backward class. The backward class. Okay, fine. I'm going to talk about the so-called backward class. And before entering into this topic, I want to give some general knowledge to few people. And of course, introduction is a must. So let me start with the topic religion. And before beginning, let me make one thing very clear to you. I don't believe in religion and caste. Yes, I don't believe. And I have a reason for not believing in it. And I'll share it with you. Don't worry. I only believe in one God and I talk, worship and pray to that one God and I always believe in that one power. It has always helped me. Now, why I don't believe in religion? That's a good question. First of all, it's my perspective. Second of all, I am a Christian and it was not chosen by me. I was born into a Christian family, so I became a Christian. And you guys might be Muslim, Christian or any other religion that you belong to. And of course, you didn't choose it, right? You were born into a Christian or Hindu or Muslim family, so you became one among them. Now, I have a question to you. People say that there is only one God, right? So let me ask you then, what is the purpose of different religions? If there is only one God, then why are there hundreds and thousands of different religions? I am a theist. Not an atheist, I am a theist. I believe in God, not in religion. This is my answer. And do you have an answer if I ask you about the religion of that one God we all believe in? Do you have an answer? No, right? Then why religion? Sometimes the answer might be, it's people's belief, yeah. Okay, so another question to you. If religions were formed out of different beliefs, then why different caste? Do you have an answer? Again, it might be because of other beliefs, right? Then let me ask you one more question. Then why are caste again divided into other subcastes? Now I'm 101% sure that even if I pull your tongue out, you won't have an answer. Because you, yes you, know very well that religion, caste and subcaste are for making a division between people. It's for nothing else. And you say that religion is for making a unity between certain community of people. So let me ask you, why do you want unity only for certain community? Why only between few people? Why not the whole world? Again, no answer, right? According to the study, there are 100,000 different religions in the whole world and there are 3,000 castes and 20,000 subcastes just in India. I don't know about other countries. So just imagine how many divisions are made just in the name of religion. As far as I know, I haven't seen any unity. Yes, that's the fact. Just few minutes ago, I asked my amma a simple question. How many gods are there? This was my question. So my amma replied, Ayyo. So I asked her one more question. What is the religion of God? She didn't have an answer for a few seconds and then she replied, Fia mole, there is no religion for God. So I asked her one more question. Then why religion? Again, she didn't have a reply for a few seconds. She gave me an innocent look and then she replied, It is man-made. And if you are born in this world, especially in this country, you need a religion. Because for education, job and for other important purpose, people ask you about your religion and we are supposed to say our religion. And after this, I just smiled at her and told her that I just wanted to know her perspective. So one doubt. If this is the only purpose of religion, then why are people against intercaste and interreligious marriage? The answer is society. It's not about religion, it's not about caste, it's not about subcaste. It is about society. What would society think? This is the main concern of many people. Now, society consists of human beings. Religion, caste, subcaste, everything were made by human beings and the same human beings are afraid of other human beings. Wow, what a logic. So it's like religion is superior than human relationship and that's fantastic. It's absolutely awesome to think like fools. Now for sure I'll be talking about intercaste marriage in the other episode but for now let me continue with other things. Now as I said in the beginning of the episode, people say that religion is for making a unity. But to be honest, I haven't seen any unity. Till now I haven't seen any unity. In fact, how would there be unity when there are many divisions and subdivisions between people? I have only seen communalism, and only communalism. Vargiyada. And I have plenty of examples to showcase this, and I will tell you some incidents. The first incident that would never ever erase from my heart is what my teacher said. I won't tell her name. She was my teacher and I was in the 8th standard at that time. And you won't believe, every day she used to spread communalism. She is a Christian and she used to spread so much hatred towards other religions. She used to inject hatred and communalism into our minds. She used to say not to believe in people who are Hindus and Muslims and that Christians should always stay with Christians and support our religion. Our parents used to send us for getting education and we used to get classes on communalism, and I still don't understand her madness. Like, what in the world was that? The other unbelievable thing that she said was, Christians should not have food from other religions and we should not accept what they serve. Like, we sat with our mouth open. I mean, she was out of the world. No offense, but I used to hate her and I still hate her. Because what she taught us was wrong. No human, especially teachers who give us knowledge, should never say these things. She used to say so many things and I was small at that time, so I never stopped her from saying all those stuffs. Because I didn't know how to stop her. And the biggest joke is, she is still continuing this. So now if she is listening to this episode, ma'am, you better stop it. Because what you're doing is wrong. Being a teacher, you should never take classes on how to spread hatred. So please keep this in your mind. Now the second incident. Onam is Kerala's festival, right? But one of our neighbors used to believe that it was Hindus' rituals and we Christians were not supposed to celebrate it. But thankfully, my amma made her understand some basic things, but still she doesn't celebrate it for some reason. Another incident happened to one of my friends. She was about to have patri and beef curry made by a Muslim and her grandmother stopped her from having it, just because it was made by a Muslim. Another incident happened to one of her friends. I personally do not know her, but she was a dancer and it was time for her arangetam. Arangetam's literal translation is climbing or ascending the stage. In the context of dance, the word refers to the graduation ceremony in which guru presents his or her pupil to the public. So she was all set for her arangetam and she was really excited for it. But her parents didn't allow her to participate. The reason was simple. Arangetam usually happens in or around the temple. And most probably Hindus are the ones who organize all the events. She was a Christian and her parents believed that Christians should not enter the temple and mingle with the Hindus. It was her parents' belief that destroyed her skill. And after this incident, she has never danced. And after hearing this, I was very upset because she was very fond of her dance. But what to do? The examples are endless. There are hundreds and thousands of incidents I can say and this episode won't be enough for that. People from one religion are not allowed to enter other religions' holy places. Now my cousin was restricted from entering to temple and having payasam by other relatives and they told her that we Christians should not enter temple, it's against our beliefs. Wow, they told that we become impure if we enter other holy places, have food made by them or talk to them. So much hatred and communalism. I mean, what is going on in this world? Why don't we consider them as human beings? Even in this payasam case itself. Payasam is a dessert and it was made by a human being. It was not made by a Hindu, it was made by a human being. Why don't you guys think in this way? Even for education and job purpose, they ask our religion, caste and subcaste. Why? Isn't our name sufficient? Isn't our parents' name sufficient? And isn't our address sufficient? We are humans and we have the right to education and job. It's our right. Isn't that sufficient? What do you need more? Even after writing about religion and caste, I don't see any improvement. Even for SC, ST and OBC, even if they get the opportunity to sit in the same class and get educated, they are also abused in many other forms just because they are labeled as backward classes. I know that they get the reservation, but please understand they get abused in many other ways. Don't act blind. I know you too have seen it and you too have heard about it. Calling someone backward class, some middle class and some upper class, what do you get? There are many riots, battles, debates, murders, suicides in the name of religion, just in the name of religion. I'll tell you my opinion and my perspective. I am not against religion, but I don't believe in it. Different religion worship different deity. For Christians, it's Jesus. For Hindus, it's Shiva and others have other beliefs too. For Muslims, it's Allah. And if I ask who created this universe, every religion will say their deity's name. So that's a belief and I have no issue on that because it's people's vision and I can't change it. And I personally treat all the deity equally. I have no communalism and I don't support it. For me, Jesus, Shiva, Krishna, Allah, all are same. and I respect all of them equally. I have entered both church as well as temples and I have only seen humans there. I didn't see any Hindu, Christian or Muslim. I saw humans. Sometimes I say Ichoye, Devame, Shivane, Allah, instead of Amme. Yeah, I do say, and someone has stopped me from saying this. I won't tell his name, but he told me that, Fia, you should not say that, because they are not our God, and I gave him nice. What I'm against in religion or what I hate and what I completely believe nonsense is battles, communalism and division between people in the name of religion. Making intercaste an issue, seeing interreligion as a crime just to satisfy society's happiness and to keep family status, destroying human relations. I am against it. And I promise I will talk about more of this in the coming episodes. As I said, I believe only in one God. I see God everywhere. If someone helps me, I see God in them. If someone serves me food, I see God in them. If someone saves me from a bad phase, I see God in them. If someone smiles at me, I see God in them. If someone makes me happy, I see God in them. I see God everywhere and I don't see any religion in them. Religion is something that was made by humans and humans tend to believe in it. Believing is okay, it's fine. It's someone's right and wish to believe in something they want. But creating barriers, making divisions and creating unwanted scenes in the name of religion is absolutely wrong. And I don't support it, especially in this generation where everything has improved except people's mentality. Believe in whatever you want, but stop making divisions. You have no right to make divisions between people. After all, who are you to spread communalism? Who are you to divide? Who are you to order what to do? Grow up, kid. Still, there are people who hasn't come out from their 19th century. Please grow up. If you believe in something, believe in it the right way without spreading hatred. India is a secular country. Do you know that? Yes, India is a secular country. It does not prioritize any one religion for the country and its people. That means people has the right to follow any religion they want. But they do not have the right to spread communalism. And a special note to parents. If you want your children to believe in religion, let them believe if they wish to. But make sure when you teach the religious values, teach it in the right way. Do not spread hatred. Don't even try to spread communalism. Let communalism be doomed. Religion, caste and everything will be continued in many episodes, so wait for it. Now I'm going to tell you a story. So let me start with something. Scheduled caste. It is a legal designation and it was adopted in 1935 and it was given by British. It was people who ruled our country. British listed the low-ranking Hindu caste in a schedule appended to the Government of India Act. And it was adopted for the purpose of statutory safeguards and other benefits. But the thing is, still now they don't get much benefits as stated. I belong to OBC, other backward classes. Yeah, but still, I don't know what's the use. I try my best to avoid writing my religion and caste somewhere where I have to fill my details. So the backward classes are SC, ST and OBC. Scheduled caste, scheduled tribe and other backward classes. And now I'm going to open up a story about someone who belongs to scheduled caste. I won't mention that human's name and place, but I'll tell you the story. Also, I'm not going to specify their gender. And for my easiness, I'm going to call that person as he or him. So one day, my friends were traveling and they met a man. He came and sat with them and he introduced himself as, I am an SC. Nyan SC aanu. Nyan scheduled caste aanu. This is the way he introduced himself and he didn't tell his name. My friends were shocked, even I was shocked because that was the first time we heard someone introducing with their caste. And he himself told a story. My friends never asked him the story, but he told his life story. He said that he was coming from the woods and he had a small family. He is a poor man and he has been staying in the woods from a very long time. Now he is a hired worker and it was very difficult for him to meet the two ends. He with his family used to stay in a small house, but one day something really bad happened and that was one of the biggest tragedies of his life. One night, elephants from the forest destroyed each and every house that was built there. And his house was also destroyed. Thankfully, his family was saved, but they were all left without shelter. Nobody came to help them and they were afraid of the higher communities. So they never asked for any help. With no choice left, they made a small tree house and that's where they stayed for many months. There was no privacy even for changing the dress. One of his dialogues were, Nyangalde veetile pendungalukku vastram maaran pole oru mara illa. I absolutely have no idea how they managed to stay there. But all I know is that they suffered a lot. His daughter was a graduate and still she had to work as a sales girl in some mobile shop. She had to take up that job for some reason. He said that he wished to build a house, but he is not getting the sanction because he is staying in a forest. His daughter had to choose to work in a mobile shop just because of the poverty. They were left with no option. And while all these scenes were going on, people living there found out that the food and other provisions that were meant for them were being sold out. So to take an action, when he went there and inquired, he was beaten and tortured very badly. There are hundreds of people living in the same area and everybody is going through the same situation. And the last thing that he said was, they are dependent on the government and the kit they provide. If in any way the government stops providing the kit, then they do not have any idea on how to survive. And after saying this, he left. This is the thing I said earlier. Even if there are reservations for the backward classes, they are abused in many other forms, just because they are labeled as backward classes. We do not have any idea if his daughter is going through any other form of abuse. So if any of the government official is listening to this, please take care of them. They only believe in you. Please safeguard them and give them a shelter to live. I have no idea about his life right now. I hope he and his family and all the people living there are fine. So now to all my listeners, whenever you feel like spreading communalism and hatred towards other religion, caste and subcaste, please keep this story in your mind. Remember, all are human beings and all have the right to be treated equally. The issues that is going on in this world in the name of religion is more than you think. That's why I said, please stop this. Believe in whatever you want, but please stop making divisions. We don't need any upper class, middle class or backward class. We need healthy human relationships. That's all we need. Think rationally. So once more, before pointing your fingers towards someone in the name of religion, think twice. We don't need any barriers. We need equality and unity. And that can only happen if your mentality changes. So keep this in your mind and start to take the action. So once again, let communalism be doomed. And till we meet again, bye.